Even Yerushalmi, corresponding to Even Bavli, Daf Tef Vav, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Ches on the base of the Mishnah, Halacha Vav. Mechayayim, Sha'amu Goyon, Asar Tvachim, Reichran, Ra'uvian, Koshayim. The Mishnah says that the Lechi must be at least 10 Tvachim tall, the width and thickness can be any amount. V'yesi Eime, Rachbam, Shleisha Tvachim, V'yesi says they must be at least 3 Tvachim wide. Amish discusses when they are distant from the wall, but if they're next to the wall, even Rav Yosi agrees that any amount suffices. The chayam for Mavri, if they are 3 tefachim above the ground, or they are 3 tefachim from the wall, he has to reduce it. If they argue when it's 3 from the wall, both are unlikely to sefta, which disqualifies it. Gimel. If Yosef said in the Mishnah, they must be at least 3. Roshi Aimed Rabba Lachalal, this is if the standing width exceeds the gap between it and the wall. Avnei Abinyan, Hayotzeis, Min Abinyan, building rocks that stick out from the building, one above the other, for those are not even, like brick slates that each begins over the middle of the brick below it. If there's not between one and the next 3 trochim, they're considered like lechayim. Here in Zavisiyot Simikan, the Kain Zavisiyot Simikan, Nidoin Kelechayim. If a corner sticks out here and a corner sticks out on the other side, they're judged like 2 lechayims, I mean, according to Vileze, who requires 2. Poisal anichnas v'nira kapas mivifnim, v'shavim v'chutz, v'shinir kapas mivifnim, v'shavim v'fnim, nidoin kelechayim. If a wall recesses, and from the inside, the wall of the opening looks like a plank, because it's thick in the rest of the wall, and it's even width, means it doesn't stick out from the wall on the other side, or it looks like a plank from the outside, and it's even with the wall on the inside, is considered a lechi. Hayamoshuch Abba Bar of Kuna Amar Roynoisiki Lehu Kolos. If a lechi was placed at the end of the wall of the Mavri, so it looks like a continuation of the wall, it's even on the inside and recognized on the outside, because it's thinner than the wall. Abba Bar of Kuna says that we view it as if it was inside, means it's a kosher lechi. Esiv Chasdoi Vatanin and Chatsa Gedolah Shenifat Selekatana Agedolah Materes. A Katana Asura. Pista asks for a Mishnah if a bigger Katsu was breached to a smaller one, the bigger is permitted and the smaller is forbidden. He asks the Kaisi Gadil Kalachayim as for Kaisi Katana to Katana. According to you, the walls of the big means what we call the Gifufim, the remaining walls on both sides of the breach, should be Lachayim next to the walls of the smaller, of the small means even though they are visible only from the outside, and the small should be permitted. Amalei Abba Bar Rav Kuna Tifata Rav Shuchen Yose Me'eser. Abba Bar Rav Kuna answered the case that the Gifufim extend more than 10 Amos, which is too much to be considered Lechi. Ani Rav Yishen Koimi Rav Yacha B'Gedoyla Achas Zeh B'Katana Eser. Yishen asked Rav Yacha from Abaisa, in our Mishnah the opening of the big is 11 and the small is 10. Means you cannot give the above answer. They looked for the Vaisa and didn't find it. Acha told Rabbi Shane, Rish Lakish said any Vaisa that did not enter the group means the Beth Medesh of Rechia and Roshia, we do not rely on it. Amar Yasa, Astia, command Amar Chatzai Miteris, Bishnei Pasim, Ovavad, Pas shall have bought trochim mikan, pas shall have bought trochim mikan. We have to give a different answer. It's like the opinion of the lechatzah is permitted through lechayim only through 2 planks, as long as it's a plank of 4 trochim on this side and a plank of 4 trochim on that side. The gefufim are only 6 trochim in all, so they cannot resolve this. And we'll be also a bun, a filotema, kain, asya, commander, ama, chatz and iteris, the pas echad, Rabad pas shel talat trochim. If you say Rav Yosef, we've been given another answer. It's even like the opinion that a chatzah is permitted through 1 plank, as long as the plank is 4 trochim. ולא ניסוי צוחם בקסוס מנית סיים. ולוקחו בשם אבון עודת המון לגדול להן נדוינס ואין הנדוינס לקטנה. Four times says the Ukva quoting the bond there above all that the Kerfim are considered lechayim for the big chotzer, but not considered lechayim for the small since it's not recognized there for the sake of the small. Vesel, shetzidoi echad yotze, vesidoi echad konus, ta'ana amlan leisin sakura lochsan amishtamish lochsan. The wall on one side sticks out towards the Sarabim, and the wall on the other side is recessed. Ta'ana says that he puts the kura on a diagonal between the ends of the walls, and uses until the diagonal. The Acha B'Shem Kahana Nisim Yakira Lachsan Mishtamish Lachsan Rivad Shot Yakira Mashucha Yisim Mi'eser. The Acha quoting Kahana said he puts the Kira on a diagonal and uses until the diagonal as long as the Kira does not extend more than 10 Amas because the Kira does not permit an opening more than 10. You say Amma Yosi, Amma of Yosi, Kaima Rav Avdimi Nechisa Rivad Shalite Kira Mashucha Yisim Mi'eser. Yosi quoting Rabbi Avdimi Nechisa supported this by saying it permits, as long as the code does not extend more than 10. Rabbi Acha B'Shem Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Rajle Yehei HaKoisol, Mashach Yosim Arba. Rabbi Acha quoting Rabbi Shlokhi said that this permits as long as the long wall does not extend 4 amas more than the short wall, then it's like a mavri by itself and it needs a proper wall. Ashlokhis Amma Madasvicha Lahen Pshutalayim. So what is not known according to this one means we don't know if Reish Lakish allows a Kohen more than 10. It's clear to this one, his Kahana explicitly forbids. And what's not known according to this one, which is whether Kahana allows the long wall to extend 4 amas past the other, is clear to the other one, means that Reish Lakish explicitly forbids. Amar Yehula, Meshleisha Vel Arbor, Anan Kainan, Pachos, which they Pachos, Meshleisha, Afilu, Yose, Me'ese, Muta, Arbor, Afilu, Pachos, Me'ese, Osa, and Kainan Kainan, Willis says that Kahana discusses when the long wall is between 3 and 4 tzvachim longer than the short wall. If it's less than 3, even if the kohen is more than 10, it's permitted. If the long wall is 4 tzvachim longer, even if the kohen is less than 10, it's forbidden. In other cases, it's in between 3 and 4. Now, halacha zayin, v'chol oisim lechayim, afilu b'dorshish b'ruchayim. Lechit may be made of anything, even if it's alive. Rimea forbids something alive. Metamish from goylong, something alive was used for a goyla, which is a monument marking the location of the grave, it's metameh. Rabbi Meir metayeh, Rabbi Meir is metayeh. Chosin alav gitei nashim, one may write a get on something alive, Rabbi Yisiglili poisol. Rabbi Yisiglili disqualifies it. Gemara says, Tani, kol dor shish v'rachayim, oisin oisa doifen, vein oisin oisa lechi divi Rabbi Meir. Gemara brings the baisa, Rabbi Meir says, anything alive, one may make it a sukkah wall, but one may not make it a lechi. Ham say one may not make it a sukkah wall, but one may make it a lechi. Amavi acha train tanaim inun. You say mandama oisin oisay doifin oisin oisay lechi. Mandama in oisin oisay doifin in oisin oisay lechi. Racha said there are two tanaim. One, the one who permits making it a wall permits also making it a lechi. The one who says it may not, one may not make it a wall, one may not make it a lechi. Amavi yasa she say tchad. Tana who Velama Oisin Oisai Doifen, Shila Yish Yishamit, she say Margish Rain Oisin Oisai Lechi, Shila Yishamit, who Einai Margish, she say. Rabbi Yossi says the ratio is one Tana, why may one make it a wall? If it will go away, one will sense this and know that it's Sukkah's parcel. One may not make it a Lechi because it will go away, one will not sense it and continue to carry in the Mavri. Kam Rabbi Yoshua Drumia Im Tamidoi Dura'acha Amuloi, Amin de Basre de Hi Pliga Avalchoin Chomaimim Ein Oisin Oisin Dofin Aval Oisin Oisin Lechi. Yeshua of the South encountered the Talmid Rabbi Acha. They said to him, the Sefer argues with your Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef, who says that one Tana taught the Risha, and presumably also the Sefer. Chomaimim say, one may not make it a wall, but one may make it a Lechi. Naim B'Shashri Ili Yishomet Einem Argish Ad Omeh Mutter Kanchil Yishomet Um Argish Lekoshken Havitrein Tanai Inun. Regarding a lechi, if it will go away, one will not sense it, and he says it's permitted. Here, I mean the wall, if it will go away, one will sense this, one will say it should be permitted. Rather, we have to say that two Tanayim taught the Savior. Al Derebi Shuseyosa, Nikama Detema Tamon, Train Tanyan Inun Al Derebi Shusey, Ella Train At Amma Oif Hacha, Train Tanyan Inun Al Derebi Yosef Shusey. Rashi has to say that just like according to Rav Acha, the ratio is two Tanaim, so you have to say the Sefer is two Tanaim according to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef wasn't concerned with this question. He holds that Chachamim was stringent about Sukkah Midoraisa, and even about Mavri Midrabanan. Rav Shimon bar Karsan, Rav Shem, Rav Acha, Rav Meir, Rav Yosef, Rav Elazar, and Azari, Shlashtam, Amud Rav Echad. Rav Shimon bar Karsan, quoting Rav Acha, said that Rav Meir, Rav Yosef, and Rav Elazar, and Azari all said the same thing. Rav Meir, Dele Chayim, Metam, Rav Shem Goylo, Rav Meir, Metaya. Rav Meir, in our Mishnah of Lechayim, as the first time I said, if Metam, you just use something alive for a Goylo. And the Meir says, Rav Meir is Metaya, because it's not considered Tavua, which is fixed. Vyasa, Darlais, Vyasa, Ayme, Habayis, Shivasina, Enem, Vyasatuma. Vyasa, in the Mishnah of Arlais, as Vyasa says, a house and a boat does not bring Tuma through oil because it's not considered Kavua. Lazarinazalia, the Tani, Masabu, Lazarinazalia, Rabbi Akiva, Shiraboyan, Vesina, Vasa, Akiva, Sukha, Vashasina, Vasa Ruach, Vizikasa, Amalo, Lazarinazalia, Akiva, Hansukasa. Lazarinazalia, as it was taught, a case occurred in which Rav Elazar ben Azariah and Rav Akiva were coming on a boat. Rav Akiva made a sukkah at the head of the boat, and a wind came and uprooted it. Rav Elazar ben Azariah said to him, "Where's your sukkah?" He holds that even before it blew away, it's possible because it's prone to be blown away, it's not considered a dira. Now, time to Rav Yosef Aglili. What's the reason for Rav Yosef Aglili who disqualifies a get written on something alive? Sefer, Ma'aseh from Yuchad She'im Rav Achayim, Afkodo She'im Rav Achayim, Ma'aseh for Dov Yuchad She'ino Eichel, Afkol She'ino Eichel. The answer is the Torah said sefer, just like a sefer, which is parchment, is special that it's not alive. Also, everything kosher for a get is not alive. Just like a sefer is special that it's not food. Also, everything kosher for a get is not food. Now, time is Rabbanon. What's the reasoning of Rabbanon? Ma'a sefer miyuchad shu betolosh, af kol dolosh shu betolosh. The answer is just like a sefer is detached, also everything kosher for a get is detached. And that's Rav Yosef Aglili, yodos oichlim for oichlim. Want to Rav Yosef Aglili. Yodos, which is handles of food, are like the foods you disqualify a get on them. Shmir min ador, kosva keren asfi, regadlu v'chasmu v'nosnula, kosher v'vesh yodlu v'chata chasmu. So we learn from the following, if one wrote a get on a dead deer's horn, cut it off, signed it, means the witness has signed it on his command, and gave it to her, it's kosher because he cut it and afterwards signed it. I am chasm v'chata kodlu loy. If he signed it and afterwards cut it, no, because it was attached to food. And we reject this with a second answer. The Acha quoting Ramesh says, it's only if you wrote on the chus of the interior of the horn. If you wrote on the case, it's like something separate and it's kosher. Even further, when it needed to be cut between signing and giving, it's possible, but when this is not a problem, it's kosher even though it's attached to food. V'yoyna boy, afleinin hechsher zroim kein. V'yoyna asked, if it's the law even for hechsher zroim, hechavida, chichav aleim, v'yod ala behema, mevehema la oichlin, tamon. What's the case? He intended for one of the seven liquids to fall on an animal, and from then, from the animal, onto food. Amma v'yoyna glili, sefer, ma sefer miyuchad she'im v'yuchayim, afkodo she'im v'yuchayim, afkodo she'im. Rav Yosef Aglili says, using the word sefer, like gittin, just like a sefer is special that it's not alive, also everything kosher for a get also is not alive. Also here, it's the same, but the Torah said that there's a hechsher when liquids fall, al kol zoa zarua, but not on an animal. Oy shnihi dechzeh b'chol mashke asher yishteh b'chol kli yitma. Or perhaps it's different here because it says in Vayikra, in Perek Yudalach Chosek Lamedalad, and any liquid that you shall drink in any kli shall become tummy, and this is an inclusion. If so, it includes, so we should include even if he intended that rain fall into pits and caves. The answer is, here it's different because it's written kli, to exclude something attached, which is not at all like a kli.